Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka D Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, good people. What's up and what's happening? It's your girl, LeJay, baby. Your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with that RAI Radio Network. You know the one, baby. The one that hosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors across 14 DRT tracking radio stations with 25 of the hottest independent artists charting nationally. And today, my people, today, we got a surprise for you. We have the one, the only, Net Sereno. What's good with you, mommy?
Hey. How you doing, LeJay, baby? I'm digging your vibe, my love.
Yo, I'm digging your song. Now, for my listeners out there, if y'all don't know, I already shared it on the Dream Hustle Win fan page, so y'all need to go check that out. It's called Do What You Do, and mommy, let me tell you, I am feeling the beat. I'm feeling the whole vibe. The vocals is on point, you know what I'm saying? And this is the ultimate script you for the 2019. Talk to my people about it.
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, thank you so much. I appreciate your opinion on it. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Shout out to our RAI Network radio listeners. You guys are the bomb. But first and foremost, I want to thank my team. We build hits. They've helped me push out this song, Do What You Do. As you can tell, you know, this song is definitely about me doing me, because these dudes out here think they could do them when they want, you know? So it's the summer. I need my girls to act up, stop stressing over these boys, these little boys, we going to call them. And, you know, we just, you got to do what you do for yourself. And I want women to recognize that. I want women to realize that they're the ones in control. We need our control back. And I hope the girls feel that. I hope the girls feeling it. When you listen and you played it for your boo, when y'all was arguing.
Girl, let me tell you, I didn't have a couple people listening to your joy, and all I heard was, ow, okay.
Yo, shout out to Cardi B. I hope she get wind of my stuff, too, you know. We all, you know. But, yeah, no, definitely, I really appreciate everybody's response to it. People out in Belgium been listening to it heavy, and I'm just really excited. People around the U.S., like, I'm getting a really good response to it. Like, it's just, like, I can't even believe it. Like, all the hard work is paying off. Late nights in the studio, what I mean, like, we break night. You know, the other night we was up to, like, 4 in the morning getting content done and, you know, fixing my page up, you know, making sure everything was good with you guys and making sure, you know, New Beast Media, you know, working with them. It's just been... Yes. A very, very good intro to the summer, you know?
No doubt. Now, how long have you been in the game? Because you sound polished, you know what I'm saying? And we don't get a lot of vocalists, you know what I'm saying, without a couple of oops in there, you know what I'm saying? We don't draw attention to them. We leave them oops alone. But how long have you been doing this?
So I've been involved in the game, I want to say about 3 years. I've been involved with We Build Hits about a couple months now. I want to say almost a year now. And that was, like, the best decision personally that I made, getting involved with them. Because, you know, you can't do anything by yourself. I don't care. Even Beyonce says it. You cannot push your dreams by yourself. You need your support. You need your team. You need everybody that just knows how to do what they do so you could do what you do. At 100%, and We Build Hits allowed that for me. You know, everything is definitely flowing in motion. I was involved with a couple engineers that, you know, they were schooling me on how to, you know, understand the music better and how you want people to feel when you listen to it. This is an art. People think just because it's vocal is not like painting a canvas. You know, it's the same thing.
Right. No doubt. And I love the fact that you're dropping jewels on people, you know what I'm saying? Because honestly, it is very important to have an engineer, you know, who's listening to you and helping you and moving you in the right directions when it comes to, you know, moving around your track and how you're doing your thing. People don't realize how important that is. They think it's just the beat. You know, say, I got this dope beat maker. That's all fine and good. But that engineer is going to add that sauce on there. He tell you where you is and where you ain't supposed to be.
That's
you feel me?
Fact.
So I appreciate
that's
you dropping that jewel.
No, that's a fact. Definitely appreciate your producers. Definitely appreciate your engineers. Appreciate your management. You know, people let people gas their head up too much with the, oh, but you're the talent. So what? Nobody, you could be all the talent you want, and people might not want to deal with you. There's a lot of talent. You know what I mean? Like, you still have to, you know, act accordingly. And it takes time to trust and you know, be able to trust the team and all that and create a good team and bring a good team around you that you can trust and make you feel comfortable. But once you have that, you have to be mindful that they're valuable to you as well as an artist.
Definitely, definitely. Now, take us through, like, your writing process. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know that I ghostwrite for a couple of people. I do a lot of different things. But, you know what I'm saying? Take us through, like, your process of writing and, you know what I'm saying? And let us know, like, who helps you out? Who inspires you?
As far as writing, I write my own music. But I'm always open to people to give me hooks. For people to sit here and, you know, I have a song that I think you would sound good. I have no issue with using my talent to help everybody else, you know, express their talent. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not close to no help. I'm 100% team player. But all these songs that are about to, you know, come out to you guys, hopefully my EP coming soon, you know what I mean? And
definitely,
y'all will be able to see my different perspectives on life, and I'm gonna show that in my music and you know whatnot. But a lot of my inspiration is a mixture of English and Spanish artists. You know, as far as, you know, Beyonce, of course, Jay-Z. I like Sean Carter. I didn't really get to know Jay-Z. I'm gonna put that out there. I feel like I met Sean Carter because I didn't get into him until now. Basically, I would say that.
I'll admit that.
I like artists like Tego Calderon. He's actually a close relative on my father's side. He's a Spanish rapper, one of a Latin great. La India, she's kind of like a Puerto Rican Keisha Cole. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Keisha Cole herself. J Lo for sure. You know that I've definitely Fat Joe. You know, people of I'm a millennial, so, you know, people of that era, you know, I'm still, you know, around.
Right.
I'm still into that still. I still listen to 90s music. I don't think.
Girl, you and me both.
All the new stuff. I don't know. You know, I like the new little dances. Thing got my daughter. She don't got to, you know, twerk and do the baby cry, you know? They got the dad and
right,
all
right.
And I appreciate that.
No doubt. Now, for my people out there that's listening, I'm going to need y'all to check my baby out because definitely she got that hit with that do what you do. I was feeling it, and how does she know you're not there? If you don't, boop, boop, click like on that. Go ahead and subscribe to my girl, y'all. Y'all can find her at that Twitter, www.twitter.com/LOLASERRANO_34. Then you can slide on over to that Instagram.com/NETTSERRANO. Follow my girl. She will follow you back. Make sure you're liking, subscribing, downloading, and commenting on everything, baby. We got this for show. Y'all need to check out Mr. Reno in the building, baby.
Definitely flood me. Make me pull my umbrella out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what I'm saying? The ladies got to stick together. It's too much competition out here. You know what I'm saying? So we got to stick together and make sure somebody coming up in the gang. You feel me?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. We definitely need to become a team. Women, this year is our year. It's over. These dudes is the new suckers.
Girl, you better say that one more time.
You know it's over. If it ain't no ring on it, don't play house out here. Don't do it.
Okay. It ain't no Barbie Ken situations out here. Y'all better get your game up and Papoose and Remy Ma on it. If you ain't going to do it like that, you can stand alone, because I know Remy Ma going to stand alone regardless.
You know, always, definitely. But I'm looking forward to dropping my EP. Please go on YouTube, check out my music video for Do What You Do. John is fire. Y'all gonna love it. And, you know, I show a little bit of skin. I'm a little cute or whatever. I might look at you guys. You know, I'm a little spicy.
Yeah, I'm saying we got a little cilantro and we got a little spice and a little other things mixed up in this one. So y'all make sure y'all check it out.
No doubt. Definitely keep an eye out. I'm gonna have Sofrito coming out soon. I have a song called La Negra coming out soon. It's just coming. Everything is on go. My foot is on the gas.
Okay, KK. Well, you got to make sure you come back and you promote with LeJay on a Dream Hustle Win podcast. You know what I'm saying? Because you know I'm sharing it all, honey.
You already know, baby. Love all day.
No doubt. For my people out there, I'm going to need y'all to run it back one more time so you can have it all the way on your mind. Twitter.com/LOLASERRANO_34. Then go on over to that Instagram.com, honey, and find her at NETTSERRANO, honey. Now, y'all know your girl's a small fish in a big pond. And after this, it's back to your regularly scheduled program. So I only got a little bit of time to promote the best. I want to give you one more time to shout out your people because we want to show them the same love and respect that they've been showing you, you know what I'm saying, before we get up out of here.
Yeah, shout out to, you know, We Build Hits, RAI Radio Pushers, New Hype Beats Media. I love you guys. Thank you so much for the love. You already know. Shout out to LaJay, Dream Hustle.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. You already know. All day. All day, baby.
No doubt.
I can't wait to see you down in down the way, you know, we got to link up.
Real talk.
Definitely.
Real nice. Talk. I'm rocking with you the whole way, you know what I'm saying? And you have me bouncing and bopping all over the place like, hey, oh, okay, I see what you got
about. It's lit, definitely. But, you know, I'm about to, how much more time we got left?
We only got a couple minutes left, honey.
Yeah, you know, I want you guys to just really, 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 you know what, I actually do have something to say also to my listeners. As far as artists and stuff, like, I really, really want you guys to remain focused no matter what's happening in the background. People think that being an artist is all fun, everything is glamorous, everything is easy. This is a real struggle because you're trying to prove the point and the fact that this is what's meant for you. This is your destiny. This is your purpose. You know, and LaJay, I'm sure you go through it too, being a radio host. You know what I mean? Like, I know you got to sacrifice all the time, baby. Like,
girl, definitely. I wear a bunch of different hats.
You
I do a little music too. You feel me? You feel me?
You feel me? No, real rap. And people don't understand, like, that this stuff saves your life. You feel me? Like,
right.
You don't understand, like, if it wasn't for this, for you to be able to express yourself in some type of way that isn't, you know, being athletic or being very smart, you know what I mean? Like, this is actually an emotional sport. And,
definitely.
You know, sometimes things happen with family and you don't even know how to handle yourself. You know, you got kids and you're kind of like, you know, you're still figuring out life yourself and you're trying to teach somebody else. You know what I mean? But, yo, it's worth it. It's so worth it. To all my artists out there, this is not a competition. I love y'all women. You feel me? Like, we always going to talk our trash on music, on media, because we have to. You feel me? You know, everybody has an image. But let's not let that image overpower our character as artists. And, you know, I really want everybody to stay united when it comes to that. This music thing is our way out. Like, this is freedom.
Right.
You know what I mean? Music is what's going to give us freedom. That's the only thing in the world that nobody could take from us. And we need
definitely,
to ride this
definitely.
Wave. You feel me?
Y'all make sure y'all check my girl out. Yes, definitely. Make sure you check my girl out. You know what I'm saying? We only got a little bit of time. Hopefully my girl bless us again. But I want to say thank you for everybody listening. Check my girl out. I've shared her on the Dream Hustle Win page on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? We're going to catch y'all on the flip side. And deuces, we
Bye.
Out.
Shout out to the fellas. Holla.